arrived at a marketing campaign to kind of announce the rebirth of the industry in a campaign called The Colts Are Back. And we thought the Purple Friday was an appropriate time for football fans to also appreciate, you know, another long-standing Maryland tradition, that of raising good horses on beautiful Maryland farmland. And while we're all cheering for the Ravens, we're also delighted to let everyone know that the Colts are back, the four-legged Colts are back. There's been an influx of new stallions coming into the state. In response to the stimulus that we're receiving through the slots, dedicated monies that are coming into the horse business now.
Yeah, there's been quite a success story with Maryland-bred mares and also new stallions for the past year and the coming year. Percentage-wise, it looks good on paper.
Yeah, it does. We had, in the heyday, we had about 2,000 mares in Maryland, and those mares would produce Maryland-bred foals that would run at Laurel and Pimlico. But when surrounding states got their slots programmed to stimulate their equine agriculture, they it was kind of like when the Colts left on the Mayflower vans. We felt the same thing with these horses leaving. They were all jumping on horse vans going from Pennsylvania and West Virginia and New York, states which were encouraging their agriculture and the growth of their horse business by directing some portion of the competing dollars that were coming in through the slots program, which of course takes some business away from the racetracks. So there's a sort of an offset in many states that rewards the agriculture of producing, you know, locally grown horses.
Josh, I think you just brought the key up. Speaking of dollars and slots, what part has slots proceeds played in the breeding process going forward?
Well, you can appreciate it. You know, it'd be like if the restaurants in Little Italy didn't have liquor licenses and they couldn't serve wine, but restaurants in downtown could. Well, all the patrons would leave Little Italy and go downtown, even though the food would be great and family restaurants and generations of Marylanders involved in it. It was that kind of a disadvantage. We didn't have the same tools to keep people in Maryland that they had in surrounding states, and so people kind of voted with their vans and took the horses to places where they were more appreciated and certainly more economically incentivized to locate in the surrounding states.
Well, are there any new farms here in Maryland recently?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, a brand new farm has opened up down in Chesapeake City area, you know, on the Eastern Shore, that's going to stand four or five stallions. And that's the first new farm in Maryland to be dedicated to the horse business in maybe 25 years. And it's all due to the influx of the slots revenue into the horse game to stimulate investment in Maryland-bred, Maryland-raised, Maryland-raced horses. It's sort of an across-the-board appreciation of the farmer's market for horses.
And, of course, we'd be remiss if we didn't point out your farm, Country Life Farms, and how much of a part it has played over the years and continues to play in the horse breeding industry.
Well, thank you. It's been around since 1933. My grandfather bought it in the middle of the Depression, and we've had some wonderful horses come off that farm. Cigar was born there in 1990, and he's the leading money earner of all time, and he's a Maryland bred. He's in the Equine Hall of Fame. We stood a horse called Malibu Moon, who sired Orb, who won the 2013 Kentucky Derby. Carryback was conceived there in 58, and he won the 61 Kentucky Derby in Preakness. So, yeah, it's a long history, but there's many farms like us, and they're all enjoying sort of a renaissance and a resurrection of business that we thought had forever left us.
And what can the general public do to promote horse breeding in Maryland?
They can get involved. There's lots of different ways to own horses. You can own them in partnerships. There's the Maryland Horse Breeders Association has a very good website. I think it's MarylandThoroughbred.com is the sort of portal to go into all the different ways you can participate in horse business. You can go to the racetrack or go visit a farm, get some friends together and, buy a racehorse. The purses are going up in Maryland. The economics of owning horses is improving. It's always been a hard game to make money at, but if you are fortunate and have good people and a good trainer and you get lucky with a horse, there's a lot of fun to be had in it. And it's sort of like owning your own sports team. You make all the calls, and none of us are ever going to own the Colts or the Ravens or the Orioles, but you can own a professional athlete in a racehorse.
Nothing like being in the winner's circle. How about it, Josh?